Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 25th. Monday's County Commissioners meeting has been moved to the Superior Courtroom in the main courthouse uptown. The county office building in Whiteville is still dealing with air conditioning problems. That HVAC breakdown caused this week's meeting to be moved to next Monday, July 28th. Commissioners will have a closed session at 5 p.m., followed by the regular meeting at 6:30. The legislature reconvenes on Tuesday to vote on overturning 14 vetoes stamped by Governor Josh Stein. The vetoed bills ran the gamut from the constitutional carry law to eliminating DEI funding in state government and public schools, and to codifying that there are only two biological sexes. The bills will be evenly split between both houses, and the votes on the overrides are considered to be an indicator for how things will go in the 2026 elections. Whiteville officials are trying to figure out how to replace more than $5 million in federal flood mitigation funding. The BRIC grant was pulled as part of the recent reconciliation bill that was passed by the House and Senate and signed by President Trump. We have more on this story on our website. Bond was increased on Tuesday for the Clarendon woman accused of abusing her infant son. Caitlin Hansen, age 21, had her bond raised to $40,000 secured. That was on her first court appearance on a charge of felony child abuse by neglect. We have more on this story on our website. The Columbus County detention officer who died 2 hours after being sworn into office on Monday has been identified by family and friends as A.J. Shipman. The officer apparently suffered a medical emergency. He collapsed and died at the sheriff's office. Services have not been announced. You can look for some more of the dangerous triple-digit temperatures, folks. They're coming back in today, and they'll be with us throughout the rest of next week. Good news, though, the showers and thunderstorm chances will be on the increase. That'll help cool things a little bit. But the air temperature could still easily top 108 on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The Fair Bluff Watermelon Festival is this weekend. Vendor setup starts Saturday morning at 7:30. They'll have an opening ceremony at about 8:30. Parade's going to be at 12:30, and all day long, it's going to be all about the watermelons. Nothing says summer like a nice cold slice of watermelon on a hot day. Head on down there to the River Town and enjoy the festivities. Check out the vendors. It's just going to be a big weekend for Fair Bluff. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences at Whiteville is going to show Mufasa, the Lion King, tonight for movies on Madison. The lawn will open at 7:30 p.m. for folks to learn about amazing animals who prowl at night. The movie will be shown at 8 p.m. This is a family-friendly event, so there's no room for pets, coolers, alcohol, or smoking. Refreshments will be available for purchase. The museum is located at 415 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. New Life Community Church youth are taking orders for their Krispy Kreme donut fundraiser on August 8th. Delivery will be available on 5 or more boxes. Cost of $12 per box. Call 910-625-0952 for more information or to order. Bethel Methodist Church is going to host a free Christian metal concert featuring Cast to Sea and 333. That's going to be August 8th. The concert is open and appropriate for all ages. There will be free food, fellowship, and more. The church is located at 2733 M.M. Ray Road in Clarendon. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.